Tuesday morning, his worship, Mayor Charlie Clark is here. We've come up with a great new plan.
Okay, let's have it.
Great new plan is that what we are going to do is that it is mandatory when elected as a city councilor in Saskatoon, you must be given a set of headphones, a streaming device, and sit down locked to your chair at 10 to 8 every morning.
For boots and salutes.
For boots and salutes.
This was a suggestion given us to by CJWW listeners.
So I was listening. I heard the suggestion.
So
yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think obviously it's important that as politicians, we're hearing what people's concerns and issues are, and boots and salutes is one of those ways to do it. I would only ask our citizens and listeners that if it's mandatory for council to hear the individual kind of concerns and issues, to and ask them to listen to some of the council debates on things. Because I hear people say, well, this council is only looking for a legacy and is only paying attention to a library or an arena or some of these things, and not police and not lead lines. And we are talking about and discussing and deliberating over a whole wide range of issues that often don't get the headlines in the newspaper or don't get, you know, the snippets of news coverage. And it's a complicated city with a lot of challenging issues. Sometimes I just wish, especially in the days of social media, there was some way for people to be able to understand how the range of deliberations that we have, the debates and the discussions, because it's not just the most sensational issues that we're focused on by any means.
Well, lead pipes, you brought it up yourself. Well, lead pipes, that's a hot topic of conversation. Where are we with that?
Well, I don't in any way want to minimize that that lead in water lines is a source that of concern that we need to take very seriously, because every person who has a lead line in this city, we've been communicating with on a regular basis. And I also want to say we're leading North America right now in having a replacement program. Over about 10 years ago, we got a report on this that said there was over almost 5,000 lead lines in the city, and it was going to take 90 years to replace them. City Council decided we're going to prioritize getting those lead lines replaced, create a mandatory program so that we replace the city line and homeowners replace their line, the part that's on private property. And we have a plan to get them all replaced by 2026. And so in the last 2 years alone, we've replaced over 2,500 lead lines. And so we want people's water lines to be safe. Montreal just announced they're going to do a program that we've been doing since 2010. And so this is an issue where through public pressure and through hearing from what citizens are saying and what their concerns are, council made decisions to say, this isn't acceptable in our city. We're going to change it. And we're doing it. It's not happening all by tomorrow. It's taking some time, but much more quickly than other cities.
Okay. So I proposed this morning, as you were listening on Boots and Salutes, that, you know, if you don't like the speed limit, we can either continue to study traffic or maybe we go ahead and build a fence. Now, I'm not sure that that's probably the best idea, but isn't that kind of a choice that you can make? Either we have the speed limits so that everybody remains safe, or we do something different.
Yeah, I think the main challenge with a fence all the way along the swale is it's actually a wildlife corridor. Like what we've learned about how you building cities, and even if you look in the Banff National Park where they have fenced along the sides, they build those overpasses so that the wildlife can get back and forth. So that's one of the main areas that that wildlife gets to and from the river valley, and if you block that off, it creates other challenges when it comes to I'm not an expert on biology, but this is part of what we've been trying to wrestle with. And when we build a city that goes through some of these ecological areas, how do you balance the needs to keep up with the urban development demands while also recognizing that there's habitat and wildlife that you're dealing with?
So I guess it just isn't as easy as we think it is, Dave.
See, I assumed every time we turned the microphone on, we all became experts, right? You talk on the radio and you're an expert.
But we know that this is a frustration. I mean, yeah. I hear it from people on a regular basis. And so we're going to look at this and figure out if there's things that we can do. We don't want people to... It's a large, expensive piece of infrastructure. We want it to get used, but we also want to learn how to be leaders in figuring out how to find the balance with when there's these areas of ecological integrity to balance out.
Good stewards is, I believe, the term you might be looking for.
And we have a history with that, with the Miwasin, with the River Valley, with things that we in generations before made decisions to try and be stewards of that we all benefit from, and we're just trying to figure out the best way to figure out this. But I know people are sitting there pissed off at us, I hope I can say that, as they drive on through some of these areas, because the speed limit feels at times out of sync with what the road is built, and so we're just going to keep learning and figuring out what the best way to manage these things.
You know, I think that the key is listening to one another, right?
I'm sorry, Dave, were you speaking? No, I'm kidding. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, guys.